Welcome to Hustle and Faith. This podcast is dedicated to helping women who want to analyze, apply, and amplify their God-given gifts. We accomplish this by discussing topics such as business, self-improvement, health and beauty, and my random thoughts about life from a Christian perspective. I'm your host, Latasha Johnson. Are you tired of feeling less than enough just because you're single? Then you'll love my new book, How to Live an Extraordinary Life with or without Mr. Right, a Christian woman's guide on how to survive and thrive on Single Avenue. It's time to acknowledge, address, and dismantle the harmful, limited mindset many single Christian women have internalized. Take the first step to discover and embrace the plans God has in store for you. If you want to be notified when the book is released, please check out the Hustle and Faith website. I cannot wait to share this with all my single ladies. You have everything you need to live an extraordinary life with or without Mr. Right. Hey everyone, in today's video, we're going to discuss Ephesians 4:26, and it reads, "In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry." And I wanted to discuss this particular verse because of some things that have been going on in my life for the past couple of weeks. And I wanted to make sure that a lot of you out there know that it is not a sin to be angry. What is a sin is that when you allow your anger to get out of control. And the reason why I wanted to start with this particular verse is because of some of the conversations that I've been having lately, and just because of some other things that are going on in my life as well. And I've had some amazing conversations with Black women, other Black women that work in the corporate world and just in general. And a lot of us have been having the same, if you will, same things that have been kind of happening to us. And I felt the need, because of one particular conversation, to make this video. And my whole point in making this is to let you know that it's okay to be angry. If someone has behaved in such a way to force you to feel anger, you should not have to second guess whether or not you should tell that person that you are angry for fear of being labeled the angry Black woman. Okay? That whole stereotype was constructed in my opinion, that whole stereotype was constructed in order to silence the voices of Black women. However, the onus is on us, once again, to change that narrative, okay, if you will. Because if someone makes me angry, it is not going to be a mystery as to whether or not they have made me angry. I will let them know, and they will immediately know that they've upset me. Okay. I'm not one of those people that's going out there, you know, cursing people out. That's not my style. As a Christian, that is definitely not my style. But you will definitely know in my professional Claire Huxtable tone that you have upset me and that that was your first and last time doing that. Okay. And I want a lot more of us to have the initiative and feel comfortable doing that because, quite frankly, if you do not let other people know that you are upset, you cannot be upset with the fact that they continue treating you as a doormat, okay? If you're going to act like a doormat, expect people to walk all over you because that's exactly the signal that you have given those people by not expressing the fact that you are angry, okay? And another reason why I feel like we need to get rid of this whole, you know, hesitancy in expressing our feelings is that I don't want you at the expense of other people to feel like you are less than, you are not enough, or, you know, I can't share my feelings or anything of that nature because that's just simply not true. Okay. You belong. You have a right to express your emotions. And no one, I don't care who they are, deserves to treat you in such a way that causes you to feel less than or not enough. And so I know today's talk is a little bit short, but I just wanted to get that off my chest because I'm just like, this is so ridiculous because I've gotten on one too many occasions people telling me behind the scenes, I wish I could be like you, or I wish, I admire the fact that you just speak your mind. And here's the thing, I didn't get to where I am overnight. It took a lot. And I have a very outspoken mom. So for it to have taken me to get this long, get here, for it to have taken me this long to get here, that's what I'm trying to say. It shouldn't have taken me this long to get here. And we are in 2024. So there is no reason in the world that any of us should feel like we cannot speak our minds. And in the event that you're one of these people that may try to dissuade one of us that wants to speak our mind, I just want to caution you with that type of behavior, because it empowers other people who feel like they can use that angry Black woman stereotype as some sort of weapon. With me, you cannot use that. With other people, hey, you know, if that's the way you choose to roll, so be it. But it makes it a lot harder for those of us that are like myself, that have decided that they are going to speak their mind no matter what, let the chips fall where they may. So I just want you to keep that in mind in the event that you try to talk one of us out of not being in a position to speak our minds. So again, today's verse of the day, I just wanted to talk about the fact that Jesus said that we have the right to be angry, but not to sin in the process. And that is essentially stating, once again, be in control of your anger. Don't let your anger be in control of you. And so for all those folks out there that are upset, and especially for the Black women that feel like, hey, I am angry, there is nothing wrong with you being angry. Just know how to channel that anger and energy into something constructive. If they got the right one today, go ahead and let them know. And just do so in a way that, quite frankly, makes the rest of us proud, if you ask me. But yeah, again, just know the fact that you have a right to be angry, okay, if someone mistreats you. And it's up to you to let that person know what they've done is wrong, and for them to apologize. Or otherwise, if they see fit that they don't want to apologize, you know, to write that person off and keep moving. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. If you enjoy listening to Hustle and Faith and would like to support the show, please consider sharing it with your friends, rate or leave a review, donate, or make a purchase at our shop Starring You Crew. Remember, if you're everything to everyone, then risk being no one. You never know who you will inspire. See you in the next episode.